tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
.659 on 960 The Quake. Our news team special on backyard vacations. Some great places to get a little R&R in your own backyard coming up in just a moment. And then keeping it real with Will and Willie from 7 to 10 there at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Good morning, Will Durst and Willie Brown.
Good morning, John.
Did it on Channel 4 last night.
Thank you.
I had to watch you before I went to bed, before you went to bed.
And the sign-off was, tune in tomorrow to The Quake.
You did a fine plug for the radio station, yes. Too. Thank you, Willie.
Gave us a little plug. Thank you, sir.
You guys have a great show today.
Actually, we do. It's a Friday getaway show, but the 7 o'clock hour, right after the news, we're going to have Daryl Hammond join us, 7:20. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, John Dean. He's got a new book out. It's called Conservatives Without Agents. Wonder who he's talking about. So that's it. It's a great show. There's Michael Isikoff. Willie is back. The mayor is back. So we will be keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Thanks,
cool.
John.
Cool. Thanks, guys. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. Produced by the fabulous Alan Roberts. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7:01 on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
If you've ever walked across the Golden Gate Bridge, flown a kite along the waterfront in Tiburon, inline skated on a Foster City levee, or hiked through San Francisco Bay's National Wildlife Refuge, or possibly even windsurfed off Candlestick Point, you have enjoyed the San Francisco Bay Trail. Now, you may not even know this exists, but the Bay Trail is a recreational corridor that, when complete, will completely encircle San Francisco and San Pablo Bays, with a continuous 400-mile network of bicycling and hiking trails. It will connect the shoreline of all 9 Bay Area counties and cross the major bridges in the region. To date, approximately 240 miles of the alignment, over half the Bay Trail's ultimate length, have been completed. Senate Bill 100, authored by then-State Senator Bill Lockyer and passed into law in 1987, directed the Association of Bay Area Governments to develop a plan for this ring around the bay, including specific alignments for our Bay Trail. The Bay Trail provides easily accessible recreational opportunities for outdoor enthusiasts, including hikers, joggers, bicyclists, skaters, and it's right in your backyard. It also offers a setting for wildlife viewing and environmental education, and it increases public respect and appreciation for our bay. The Bay Trail offers access to commercial, industrial, and residential neighborhoods, recreational areas like beaches, marinas, fishing piers, boat launches, and over 130 parks and wildlife preserves, totaling 57,000 acres of open space. For more information, you can go online to www.abag.ca.gov and click on the Bay Trail link on the left side of the page. It will give you a comprehensive look at the trail, maps, and all the Bay Trail has to offer, and the best part, it's all free.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:05, good morning, I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by McDonald's. Two-car crash, one overturned, the other took off. Don't really know how that worked out, but there it is, 680 southbound before the Capitol Expressway. Cover the flat tire now on the shoulder, 101 northbound, right before the SFO off-ramp. Stall out of the lanes, but there, 880 northbound before the 5th Street off-ramp. BART's on time, lights have been turned on, but just a minimal delay at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Plenty going on in the Bay Area this weekend. Lots of traffic closures for the San Jose Grand Prix, the San Francisco Marathon, and heads up, critical mass, the bike ride. 6 o'clock starts at Justin Herman Plaza tonight. Here's some good news to get your morning moving. McDonald's uses real farm-fresh grade A eggs to make your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the Egg McMuffin and Sausage McMuffin with Egg. And real milk and fresh dairy products are always on the breakfast menu, only at McDonald's. This morning's top stories, 10 minutes from now, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie begins now on the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, over underlooking, in the shadow of, no, there is no shadow. It's foggy out. That's what I was trying to say, of the Bay Bridge. We can see the Bay Bridge. Traffic is moving on the lower deck fairly well. Not so good on the upper deck.
This wouldn't be a spare of the air day, would
it? Not here. Not in the 415. I think in every one of the other area codes, it definitely will be. I'm headed out to Vegas, and it was down to 107 yesterday, and they're looking at a high of 105 today. So I'm going to get a little taste of the heat.
Some places in the Bay Area, heat has gone up to as high as 118 degrees over in the East Bay.
And those are official temperatures.
Absolutely. They were the numbers above the masthead or near the masthead yesterday in the Chronicle. And they cataloged them, gave the date, time, and place. Some of them was just frightening.
I know.
To think that heat was that big. I got to tell you, D.C. was really hot. They scheduled the ceremony for 9 o'clock yesterday for the signing of the Voting Rights Act extension for the next 25 years.
Which is where
years.
You were, why you weren't with us?
Yes, and they scheduled it for 8:30 in the morning. You're there at 8:30, scheduled to start at 9. Of course, it started at 9:30. They scheduled it on the South Lawn, and they did it early because they did not want people to have to tolerate the heat.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good when people are toppling over because of a heat exhaustion.
I got to tell you, too late. It should have been 7:30. It was so hot. I have never seen people, other than when I picked cotton in Texas and berries in Texas, that I see so many people falling apart when it comes to heat. You know, people showed up well-dressed and what have you. Within an hour, they were profusely wet. Everybody had a fan. The White House provided everybody with one of these...
Paper fans?
Paper fans,
oh, no
yeah.
kidding.
And,
did it have a little advertisement on it? You know, like Exxon or Enron, maybe old Enron fans?
No. But there were some blackouts. Or whiteouts, I guess you called it. I got to tell you, though, that I was fortunate that obviously I arrived, and as soon as I got through the gate, you know, people start chatting. And lo and behold, a couple of members of Congress spots me. And they come over to say hello. And it's, he says, so come with us. And I go with them, and we go into the
area. Air conditioning. You went into air conditioning, didn't you?
No, not exactly. I did go in the shade, though, where the ice water was and what have you. And then I was joined there by Nancy Pelosi.
Huh.
I was joined by Charlie Rangel. I was joined by Ted Kennedy. Senator Patrick Leahy.
Was our good buddy George Miller there?
No, I didn't see George. I saw Barbara Lee, though.
Ah.
I chatted with Barbara Lee, Diane Watson. There was just there must have been 40, 50 members of Congress who
Maxine?
Actually showed up. Nancy, of course, as the leader, showed up.
No, Maxine.
No, Maxine did not show. Maxine did not show. But Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Julian Bond, Bruce Gordon, the head of the NAACP.
Yo,
Mark
Julian.
Morial. Yeah, yo, Julian. Mark Morial, head of the Urban League.
Former mayor of New Orleans.
Joe Lowry. Yeah, the mayor of Washington, D.C. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, head of the Black U.S. Conference of Mayors. Fraternal organizations.
Ray Nagin?
Faith organizations. Nagin wasn't there. But the mayor of Baton Rouge was there. Chatted with him. But the most interesting character in the whole process was Karl Rove. He was not on the stage. He deliberately did not go on the stage where all the members of Congress stood with the president. Instead, he worked the audience. And he worked the audience from about 8:15 or 8:20 till I left at 10 o'clock to go catch the plane. Karl was still working the audience, and he was calling the brothers and sisters by first name. I was blown away by his conduct. Now I know that somebody gave him the chief sheet showing where you were seated and who was in which seat, etc. But it was an impressive performance by a guy who people, you know, consider kind of scary-like.
Kind of scary-like.
Yeah, he came over to visit me three times. I guess, are you listening to my calls, Carl? Oh, are you hearing the burst of Durst? What's the story? He promised to come on the show. He says he's coming to California. He clearly is coming for Arnold at some point, I suspect. But he said he's coming to California, and when he does, he will come on the show. Ted Kennedy says that we can call him if we want him to do the show. Patrick Leahy.
You were out there networking.
I was told by Paul that Flow Communications would reimburse me for my trip if I did some work. And I did a lot of work. And what was amusing, though, is Bush was very personable with people. He was calling people by first name. And when he got to Joe Lowry, he said, and Joe, you know, this time I have the mic.
Because at the NAACP, no, it was at Coretta Scott King's funeral where Joe took Mr. Bush to task,
yes.
Shall we say.
And then
so
apparently,
that's interesting. He went up and he said, this time I got the microphone.
And then whichever one of the members of Congress has been highlighted about the signing bonuses,
signing statements.
I call them signing bonuses. he made it clear that not only was he going to sign just the law as it was presented to him, but he intended to see that his Justice Department immediately enforces it, and that's why he says he had Alberto Gonzalez on the stage with him.
Okay.
He had a couple of members of his cabinet were there. I looked all over for Condi, But she stood me up.
Where was she? She was in...
She's in Malaysia someplace. She's at some conference over there.
Is there a lot of stuff going on in Malaysia? Should she be, like, in...
No, I think she's
Syria,
just...
Damascus,
she knows how unwelcome she currently is in D.C., and she just don't want to face the music, so to speak.
Was Colin Powell there?
No. Colin Powell was not
interesting,
there. Or at least I didn't see him. I must tell you, though, that it was
there
not...
there were 800 people there.
Yeah, or more, and it was not... I think there are probably 200 or 300 invited, because we all had seats with names on them. In every other way, people just kind of showed up. The security was not serious at all. They were totally relaxed. You could walk around any place you walked around.
No body cavity searches?
No, none of the above. I mean, it was amazing. All they did is ask you to turn off your cell phones during Bush's brief remarks. Bush spoke for maybe 7, 8, 9 minutes. He read his script, and he ran away. He disappeared as quickly as he appeared.
Busy man. Leader of the free world.
Had to go rehearse and do something. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was going to go down to see if he could see whether or not they have a vote on who could live in the neighborhood. You see where Cindy Sheehan bought 5 acres of property in Crawford, Texas?
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful spread. The trees and the level and the greenery is just incredible. And she had one of these good old boys make the arrangements to buy it. She paid $52,000 for it, and she intends to make that her vacation place, as long as Bush has a vacation place there, too.
Well, I don't think he's going to spend too much time there this year. I think he's going to go on the road.
Many Republican candidates don't ditch him.
If he was on his job, he would have a welcome to the neighborhood party for Sidney Sheehan.
Bring her a little casserole.
That's right.
Some key lime pie or something.
Yeah. And lemonade. But if I know Bush, he would probably sell the lemonade. You know, a little stand.
Did you see that? Where he stopped at the little lemonade stand and bought. That's a very good public relations move.
And, you know, we missed a shot here, too, because when he was... I saw the cartoon in the Chronicle where when Bush was rubbing... While the shoulders...
Angela Merkel?
Yeah.
German Chancellor?
Yeah. Putin was kissing her stomach.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. That is Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, and I still believe him as the present mayor. I am Will Durst, and coming up in the next segment, Daryl Hammond is with us, and we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets to one of his performances here, either tonight or tomorrow night at Cobb's Comedy Club on Columbus. We got a great show, and we also have news here on 960 The Quake. John Scott's in the studio with the latest.
Thank you, Will Durst. Good morning, 7:15. Quake weather for the weekend, outstanding in the Bay Area. Cooler, milder days and nights through Sunday, 50s, 60s beaches, 70s around the Bay, upper 80s to near 90 inland. The headlines this hour, British Prime Minister Tony Blair arrives in San Francisco at 5 o'clock this afternoon as he kicks off a 5-day tour of the state. An agenda including trade discussions, an environmental roundtable with Governor Schwarzenegger. He'll be having dinner tonight on Russian Hill with former Secretary of State George Shultz and some San Francisco power players. Later on in the weekend and early next week, a major speech on foreign policy. BART staff members told the transit agency's directors that they face about a $2.5 billion shortfall in meeting its capital spending needs over the next 30 years. Capital spending would be things like new trains and fixing tracks. And that figure doesn't come into account if we have a big earthquake. BART Director James Fang says he thinks the staff report presented yesterday was a bit sensational. Big weekend. A lot of sports this weekend. We have events like the Gilroy Garlic Festival. We have the NHRA Nationals in Affinion Raceway in Sonoma. That'll make the North Bay traffic very, very busy. And we have the San Francisco Marathon on Sunday. It starts and ends at the Ferry Building. Contact Will and Willie anytime. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE, or you can email them from the contact page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty. Absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry, and as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
960thequake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station.
Resistance. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie here in the Bay Area on 960 The Quake. It's 7:20 in the morning on Friday.
And I say that word, I try to stretch it out. Friday, July 28th. And we have, as a guest, Mr. Mayor, who is our guest.
He's a fellow comic of yours from Saturday Night Live, for lo these many years, probably the longest existence continuous performer on Saturday Night Live, Daryl Hammond.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Daryl, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Most of us in the nation first met you as Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You were literally Bill Clinton. You did the impressions of Clinton, and now you've done everybody. I saw Al Sharpton a couple of days ago, and I told him I was going to be chatting with you, and he said, whatever you do, don't let him do you.
No way.
Welcome to San Francisco.
You seriously saw him?
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
God.
I saw him, along with Jesse Jackson, believe it or not, in captivity, the two of them.
The two of them together.
Yes, yes. They were seated next to each other at the sign-in ceremony at the White House for the extension of the Voting Rights Act when Mr. Bush did his bit.
And did you talk to Jesse as well?
I did talk to Jesse.
He and Jesse go way back. Jesse's been on our show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're kind of friends since the 60s, before he was Jesse.
Mm-hmm. He was the Reverend.
But you're here in the city. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm working at Cobb's Comedy Club here tonight. Two shows tomorrow.
All right.
So I'm.
You got a little tour?
Well, I probably do 5 or 10 clubs a year, and this is one that I've never really played. And everyone says I got to play it, and I love San Francisco based on just the one time I was here before. But I mean, so I want to try. I want to play it and see. Everyone says it's great.
It's a great room. You're gonna love it.
You still do stand up?
Yeah. When they let me.
Yeah. You can't get it out of your blood, can you?
I swear to God, it's like malaria.
Yeah.
You know, you can have remissions. You can go away, but eventually it'll flare up again.
Yeah.
Now, you go back to SNL pretty soon, right? I mean, you guys start in October. Do you have, like, a ramp up where you meet for a couple of weeks and you high five and how I spent my summer vacation?
I think that most of the writers probably report usually a couple of weeks earlier than I do, and I think some of the other cast members, because they do a lot of the pre-tape segments, but I've never really been in any of those pre-tape segments, you know, the parodies, the commercial parodies, and all those kinds of things. I've never been in any of those.
At this point, you're like Barry Bonds. You show up, you know, the day that Major League Baseball starts. You don't have to attend spring training.
Oh, I thought you meant when he was initially started, he weighed 110.
Oh. No, he's still lithe. He's still gammon.
I kind of have become like a field goal kicker over there. I mean, I usually get brought in later in the game to see if I can't put one through the uprights, and once in a while I'm able to.
And you've been there how many years?
This will be 12.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not just the longest-running current cast member. You're the all-time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never...
That's a lot of weight.
That is. That is quite a bit. I don't even... You know, when I look back, I don't even know how it all happened. I mean, I was one of these weird people that came there just because I wanted to be on the show. I don't really have a potential to be a leading man in Hollywood, or not that I wouldn't want that. I just... It's never been part of my life. I wanted to be on SNL, and then once I got it, and things seemed to work out over there, so I stuck around. And I probably should have retired 7 or 8 years ago, but but now that I haven't, it's just sort of like it's into something else, and so I've sort of sat around over there.
We're speaking with impressionist extraordinaire Mr. Daryl Hammond, who's appearing at Cobb's tonight and tomorrow night on Columbus, and that phone number is 928-4320 in the 415, and he's with us here on 960 The Quake.
And when he does his impressions, it's incredible, the range. You know, you could do Al Gore, as I said, and Al Sharpton. You can do Jesse Jackson.
You're pretty familiar with what I do, I guess.
I am. As a matter of fact, it's sometimes confusing for me, because I actually thought you were Clinton.
Well, you know, I got to hang out with him on a couple of occasions.
You get to appear with him?
I have talked to I don't know if when you meet like a president or something, you get a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes, and I've had it performed for Bush and Cheney a couple of times, and also for President Clinton and Al Gore, Vice President Gore as well.
Your Cheney impressions are just uncanny. Does he appreciate them?
You know, he sort of has gone out of his way to be friendly to me and invite me. You know, I've been invited to, you know, several sort of events where he'd be there, and you show up and exchange pleasantries, sort of. But, you know, I'm aware that some of the material I perform isn't pleasing to all of the people that I respect, and I think that as time goes by, I'm starting to get more sensitive to that, because, you know, I have a lot of respect for Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all of these world leaders and the things that they do, and I don't want them to dislike me. It was something I started to do for a living, and now I do it, and so there are a lot of times I have mixed feelings about it.
But, Daryl, doesn't that interfere with your creative ability to do it if you're concerned about what I would think about your doing me, or Durst would think about you doing him?
Yeah, it does.
It interferes.
I think that I'm... yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
You know, I'm becoming unpopular with my fellow politicians because I've been, you know, not mimicking them or doing impressions of mm-hmm. them, but I've been kind of telling the truth about them. They don't like that too much.
Yeah, I think it's—I don't know. I don't know how Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson feel about me. I suspect they probably don't like me too much. But
no, I'm telling you, when I mentioned to Sharpton that you were going to be on the show, he was relatively complimentary.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, he says, "Don't let him." I told you, he said, "Don't let
well,
him do you."
I always, you know, whenever I do him on stage, I always make sure I point out, you know, what a great debater he is, because he's probably the best, I think, debater in the Democratic Party.
Sharpton?
Yeah, he's a tremendous debater.
Oh, he was great in the New Hampshire primary. I mean, he actually propelled the Democrats to the left a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the thing about him which makes him enjoyable to everyone, you know, when you try to do material about him, is that you cannot predict what will come out of his mouth, and that's refreshing and wonderful.
We get a special little thing coming up right here.
Mm-hmm.
Pete's is a coffee company here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. They are the competitor to the evil empire that is Starbucks.
Oh.
And they have come up with a special Beat the Heat drink, and they're going to bring it to all of us. Mm-hmm. We have Margot and Gina, and they're dropping off. Margot, what are you dropping off here?
We're here today sharing with you guys Pete's new Scharfenberger Chocolate Mocha Freddo. And it's in
Say it again.
The Scharfenberger Chocolate Mocha Freddo by Pete's Coffee. So it's a fantastic new drink that we're offering in the stores, and we're giving everybody an opportunity to come out and taste it tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Is it free tomorrow?
Free tasting
tomorrow. You don't get a whole
at
one
any
like
Pete's?
At any Pete's Coffee.
Including the ones in Chicago?
In Northern California. Oh,
in right. Northern California. Yeah. What's your name?
My name's
Gina. Gina, all right.
Well, thank you, guys. It's nice and frosty, but unfortunately, you know, it's not 100 degrees here. It's like 57 degrees. So,
well,
I would prefer, you know, an aged Sumatra.
We have some fantastic offerings. So any time of the day, any weather, come down to Pete's. But, yeah, tomorrow if it's sunny.
Tomorrow 2 to 4.
And the cool pizzas. The cool pizzas up there on Fillmore Street.
I was just down there last night.
That's a catch cool. I mean, that's a...
What?
I don't.
Did you say something bad?
No, I did not.
Yes, he did. No, he didn't.
No. Now you're defending him. How'd you jump on
Thank
his
you.
Side?
Thank you. I love it. I'm going to run in for mayor of San Francisco.
I think he's got a job.
Oh,
he's been there 12 years.
No, he's been 12 years. Term limits. They just imposed term limits.
On SNL.
That's right. You know, I'd still be, I don't know what I'd be if they didn't have term limits. You know, they kicked me out of my job.
They did.
Yeah, I was the mayor of the city.
Yeah.
They fired me on the basis that I stayed around too long.
You've been there too long.
Yeah, 8 years.
Hey, they did the same thing to Tina Fey. They kicked her out. Well, we'll be talking to Daryl Hammond. Don't forget, we're giving away 2 free tickets to his show at 8 o'clock tonight. Come on down to the Hotel Vitale.
Now, let me hear you pronounce this cold drink that I'm about to...
Scharfenberger... I got the cheat sheet here, so let me see. Scharfenberger Chocolate Mocha Freddo.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to keep it in the freezer. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie, and we're going to go to some news right now here on 960. The Quake.
Thank you, guys. It's 7:30 at the Quake. Time for traffic, and it's brought to us this time by Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Stall in the center divide now. Been there for a little while, actually. 880 northbound before 5th Street. CHP still on scene with a hit-and-run crash with minor injuries. That's the Hostetter on-ramp, 680 southbound. Still blocked at this moment. Lights have been turned on to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Just a minimal delay at the Toll Plaza. This afternoon, here's a heads up. Critical mass. The big bike protest starts at 6 o'clock at Justin Herman Plaza. It'll be a mess with traffic downtown, but we'll worry about that later. Hurry into Sleep Train today and you'll sleep free until 2008 on approved credit when you buy any premium mattress set. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for up to 18 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:31. Nice weekend ahead. Even mild inland. Cool, mild days and nights through Sunday. 50s, 60s beaches, 70s around the bay, upper 80s inland. British Prime Minister Tony Blair coming to San Francisco today. Scheduled to land at SFO at 5 o'clock as part of a 5-day trip through the state. After he gets settled in, the Prime Minister is expected to have dinner at the home of former Secretary of State George Shultz on Russian Hill tomorrow. On Sunday, Blair will join Mayor Gavin Newsom in a tour of the Delancey Street Foundation, the SF-based drug and substance abuse program. Busy weekend in the Bay Area, the Gilroy Garlic Festival at Christmas Hill Park. Expect big traffic on 101 because a lot of folks will be going to the San Jose Grand Prix. The gates to the Grand Prix, by the way, just opened about a half hour ago. San Francisco Marathon is on Sunday. It starts and ends at the Ferry Building. And as we just mentioned briefly in the traffic report, Critical Mass, the monthly big bike ride, starts at Justin Herman Plaza, and traffic downtown will be a real mess. That's scheduled to start at 6. Israeli warplanes have killed at least 3 people and wounded 9 today in Lebanon. Israel has attacked 130 targets, including a Hezbollah base where long-range rockets are stored. Civil defense teams have been struggling to rescue some folks believed to be trapped or buried under rubble. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE. Email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. And while you're there, the podcast of this morning's Progressive News Hour is up right now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
960 The Quake for a special evening with Saturday Night Live's Daryl Hammond. You can see him live at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. Details and your chance to win free tickets are at quakeradio.com.
Morning, Kelly.
Hey, is that new?
Mm-hmm. It's my HD radio. Here, try it, girl.
Wow, no aftertaste.
HD radio.
Are you that bad?
Visit HDradio.com.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things.
Slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of the truth. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quake. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. July 28th, 7:37 a.m. And our guest, Mr. Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, who's appearing at the lovely Cobb's Comedy Club on Columbus. Both tonight and tomorrow night. We're giving away a couple of free tickets for people who come down here.
When was the last time you did stand-up?
Oh, I do stand-up all the time. The only problem with this radio thing is that I can't stay out too late.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those schmucks now who I'll go to a gig and, can I go on first? Because I got a 4:30 a.m. wake up. You know, these guys that I always hated, you know, jumping in early.
Yes.
They had to get out, so that's me now.
Yeah, I've started doing that too. You know, get up early and do my, you know, spend time with my daughter and stuff like that. So,
how old's your daughter?
Eight.
Eight?
Congratulations.
Oh, man, she's the genius in the family now.
She's going to be.
Oh,
she's not
going to
make all the mistakes Daddy did.
Willie has a 5-year-old daughter, Sydney Minetta. So he's going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Except that I'm a wholly owned subsidiary.
You are you?
Already.
Can
of
you
her.
Tell me? Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely bought and paid for, too.
No question about it.
No doubt.
She's raising questions about how long are you going to live? Have you provided a trust fund for me yet?
No! Has she said that?
No, but not in those words. Yeah. But she's talked about who pays for school.
Now,
you are mommy.
We were talking about comedy, and I'll tell you, one of the toughest things for me is because I do political stuff, and it's always mutating because of what's happening in the world.
Right.
My hardest part is not writing the material, but practicing it long enough so it becomes imprinted in my DNA and I don't have to think or take notes on stage. I hate taking notes on stage. I hate that look. How do you prepare for one of your impressions? Because in order to nail the guy, you can't progress. You have to come blown out of Venus's forehead, you know, on the half show.
Whatever that means, but Venus's forehead. I think too that, you know, on SNL, I don't write the material. They like tell me what they want the guy to say, and then I tell them the way the guy might say it, you know. But I mean, in my stand up, I write my stand up. And depending upon, I don't really do like issue stuff. I think you do issue stuff a lot more than me. I do like, and I talk about, you know, basic personality characteristics or stuff like that that people on both sides of the aisle can identify with. So, I mean, I generally get a lot of Republicans and Democrats at the shows that I do. In terms of preparing to do the guys, I break it down into where are they from, how much of the dialect have they retained, do they have any speech irregularities, maybe something in the articulature that's not normal. I break it down into rhythms, you know. People speed up and slow down in sentences for different reasons. And then tonal quality, where in the throat is that coming from? So usually when I, you know, I get an assignment to someone, it's probably on Wednesday, if I'm lucky, on Monday. You know,
how long does it take you to go and do a Donald Trump versus a Jesse Jackson?
Trump. I have questions whether I always feel like I can improve on what I'm doing. But Trump, I got. I guess maybe in. I had it well. We tried to get it good enough to put it on the air. You know, and I guess I had it well enough to put on the air after a couple of weeks of trying to get that together. But with Jesse Jackson, there's not really anyone like him.
but he also has the rhyming quality that you can.
Well, he does the rhyming quality, which I don't really do that much of in my act, but the speech rhythms are just so different. I mean, but that's what you end up seeing is that if you start studying these people who have all this charisma, they're not like other people. None of them. They all have singular qualities which differentiate them on some level, and they don't speak traditional, you know, like a broadcaster does from time to time. They speak differently.
They're intensified and distilled.
Yes.
Well, you said now it took you maybe two or three years. What?
Jesse, it was 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Before you were comfortable with it?
Before I was able to put it out on stage, yeah.
You are kidding.
No.
You start...
No, I didn't, of course I didn't go 40 hours a week for 5 years, no. But it was one of the ones I was working on. Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. 5 years to get it down right, which yeah. means that this thing that Will Durst and Willie Brown attempts to do, like in 30 seconds,
yeah.
we're way off.
Yeah.
Do you ever find mnemonic devices for these characters, like for Christopher Walken, you know, a singular phrase that'll key you in, like, you know, that's nice. It, just something that you, if you can get the one phrase, you can get the rest of his.
I key on. That's such an interesting thing that I try to key on one certain thing, so that if I find myself veering off during the thing,
it's a touchstone to come
back.
Yeah,
I can come back and say, "Wow, I got to get back over there." Yeah, yeah. Did you ever do any impressions?
No. But Tom Sawyer, actually, the guy who runs Cobb's Comedy Club, when he started out as a comic, he started out as an impressionist, mm-hmm. and he had. Yeah, I do a little bit. I do a little bit of Bush. I did a little bit of Clinton. And I think my theory is that after 8 years of seeing these guys on TV, everybody in the country can do them. I used to get an audience to do a mass impression of Nixon, because Nixon was real easy. You just tucked your chin into your chest and wobbled your little cheeks, and I'm not a crook, and tried. And that was very
simple. Well, that's not that simple.
No, after 8 years, I could get an entire crowd to do that.
Yeah, you know? No, that's pretty damn accurate impression. Yeah.
How about Jack Nicholson? When you talk about anchor tenant comics.
Never got the assignment to do him. I try to find out, like, you know, I try to find out in advance what they're going to ask me to do, but they've never given me that assignment. I think I did Ted Koppel early. I think they, you know, I requested that I could do him, and I think they let me do him, but that hasn't been too many.
Well, you said field goal kickers. They never know when they're going to be called
upon. That's absolutely true, and the New York Times doesn't take that into account when they start giving you... when they start reviewing what you're doing, you know. I've had some good reviews in there, but I've been kicked pretty hard, and deservedly so from time to time.
Of all of the impressions you've done, which of the characters did you enjoy the most, and which did you not enjoy too much?
Daryl Hammond is our guest here in 960.
Well, you like doing Clinton, you know, because he's so much larger than life, and, you know, and people know so much about him, so if you want to find an angle, you know. I mean, I was doing a show for some people from Dubai who haven't the faintest idea what I was talking about until I got to Clinton. I was like, oh, yes. Ah, Clinton with the dress. Yes.
With the dress.
No, they didn't say that.
What's the most obscure thing that you've done? I mean, I see Geraldo Rivera, and
I've done, you know, I think I did Don Knotts on the show recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you like Don Knotts?
Actually, I grew up in that generation. He was kind of an icon. You know, that's back when we had three TV channels.
Yeah. I've done Pat Buttram from Green Acres.
Oh, Pat Buttram.
Yeah.
Mr. Haney.
Yeah, you see. Yeah. You've got the knack.
No, I'm from there.
Oh.
I'm from there.
Yeah. Well, I think Clinton is probably the one that's the most fun. I don't want to keep going back, so I like doing people that I have kind of a bland personality, I think, as you can tell, but but I think when people meet me, they're sort of vaguely disappointed, and I always tell them, well, that's an act, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're an actor. You're more of an actor than a comic.
They're like, you're not funny at all. I don't understand.
What's the show like? What can people expect to see at Cobb's?
Well, I probably do maybe 20 impressions, maybe 30 sometimes. You know, they change from night to night, and
So the crowd will tell you where to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Darl, have you ever done Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, have you?
No. I tried.
Yeah. Have you tried?
Turn me down.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant that.
We're going to read about this in the supermarket checkout lines now.
Daryl Hammond appearing at Cobb's Comedy Club on Columbus. He's appearing there with Dan Gabriel, Gretchen Roots. Both of them very, very funny. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
you. I hope you do get back to San Francisco more and more. We'd love to have you
on
the show.
Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks for joining us here.
So much,
Keep it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. John Scott is in the newsroom with all the latest.
Thank you, Will. 746 Quake weather for the weekend. Real nice around here. 50s and 60s on the beaches, 70s around the bay, and only the upper 80s inland. Very nice through Sunday. Here are the headlines this hour. San Jose police aren't expecting too much trouble, but they're expecting plenty of traffic for this weekend's Grand Prix. Extra officers on duty. But there didn't really have any problems at last year's Grand Prix. It's just handling all the traffic. Plus, the Gilroy Garlic Festival is on this weekend, and that will mean a lot of traffic on 101 this weekend. The recent heat wave is over, at least for us, and so is the power outage. Finally, PG&E says they have one tiny little pocket of outages left. Everyone will have their power back on this morning. Nearly 800,000 Bay Area customers have been affected by the outages. And that was a week ago, if you remember that. Two people hurt after an evacuation convoy leading people out of southern Lebanon was hit by an Israeli artillery shell. The driver and TV cameraman suffered minor injuries. They were treated. There's been a little chatter on the cable news networks this morning about talk of some ceasefire, but that hasn't materialized yet. This is the new poll at our website, quakeradio.com. It's up right now and waiting for your input. Tomorrow, Democrats across the country are participating in what they call a Democratic reunion. There'll be these meetings set up in cities and towns all over the country to mobilize voters and get on message. And the choices on the poll, where do they need to focus? One would be growing a spine, two, crafting a tight message, and three, hijacking the RNC's tactics, but using them for good and not evil. You can find it at quakeradio.com. Will and Willie will recap your thoughts at 9:35. You can also call Will and Willie anytime. Tell them about what you think of the news of the day at 866-960-KQKE. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Hey, I know. Let's go to Togo's. You know, I'm not one to rave about salads, but I'm telling you, their salads are excellent.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin.
while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Durst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
President Bush is a stone-crazed loon suffering from a deterioration of his brain due to a tertiary case of syphilis and is liable to become incapacitated at any time and accidentally start World War III, according to a noted Baltimore-based psychotherapist. Or he could die, or both. In a shocking revelation, famed Johns Hopkins scientist Dr. Robert Muscovitz has diagnosed George W. Bush as suffering from stage 3 syphilis. After examining the president's increasingly erratic behavior, Dr. Muscovitz and his team of physicians who have not seen or treated Mr. Bush have identified telling characteristics of the dreaded sexually transmitted disease in the president by closely studying tapes of his mannerisms, speech patterns, and eating habits. Candidly, the doctor cautioned, he's really starting to creep me out. Specifically, the doctor, a graduate of the University of Michigan Escanaba Medical School, detailed incidents of the president's peculiar behavior, such as his frozen indecision on 911, his inability to escape a Chinese press conference, the weird growth on his back during the first debate with John Kerry, and his trademark smirk, which could be a symptomatic rictus disguising telltale muscle contractions. Citing the STD's devious ability to hide undetected for many years, the doctor refused to speculate on where or when W, constant companion of Condoleezza Rice, may have become syphilitic. He did rule out contracting it by performing a back rub, clearing German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and avoiding a potentially nasty international incident. An intern working in Dr. Muscovitz's reception room says, I bet he picked it up at Stumpy's Bar in New Haven from a waitress. Hell, that's where I got it. Various experts selling plasma at local free clinics in the District of Columbia maintain syphilis is a disease contracted through sexual contact, although rare instances of spontaneous contraction have been reported as ascertained in the hospital logs of numerous Catholic seminaries. A really respected medical book with pretty gold leaf on the cover says the late stages of syphilis can damage internal organs, including the brain, nerves, eyes, heart, blood vessels, liver, bones, and joints. Signs and symptoms of the late stage of syphilis include difficulty coordinating muscle movements, paralysis, numbness, blindness, dementia, and pronouncing nuclear as nuclear. This damage may be serious enough to cause death and or trying to speak with your mouth full. A high-level White House source requesting anonymity for fear of physical recrimination for what he considers an increasingly unstable commander-in-chief also spoke of bizarre conduct, i.e. the president cupping his hand under his armpit, making flatulent noises during intelligence briefings, and dancing in the South Lawn in triple-digit heat wearing heavy winter clothing. He was rocking out like he was listening to an iPod, but all he had was earmuffs on at the time. The day glow blaze orange kind. He even tied a string around them that went into his parka pocket but wasn't connected to anything. I'm not even going to talk about the squirrel, the spatula, and the candle wax. Asked to estimate how long the country has before its president descends permanently into the depths of dementia, Dr. Muscovitz muttered, it may already be too late. Responding to a query as to whether he thinks Mr. Bush is still capable of handling the responsibility of having his finger on the nuclear button, the doctor shook his head and said, at this point, I wouldn't trust him with a garage door opener. And that's your burst of durst for today. Now I need this.
You certainly do. And we won't be sending that one to the White House. We would not dare send that one to the White House. Although, it is fair to send a copy of that to Condi.
She should know.
She might want to, raise questions about
protection.
That's right. Yeah. Whether or not in his presence she may have...
2 years ago, I wrote something like
some
that.
Some symptoms.
I wrote a column like that, and I sent it out. And, you know, it's syndicated, various websites, and little
little alternative news weeklies and things like that. It's called variously Durst Case Scenario and other things. But it was called, this one, Study Says Stupid People Love Bush. And I had this phony doctor and created studies that the lower your IQ was, the more you like George Bush. And it was very funny. And I got these emails. I have checked your sources and I can find no record proving
that you were right to
And it's still the number four all-time emailed article on workingforchange.com, workingassets.com.
Wow.
Stupid people love Bush. Poll says.
You have to do that as a burst of Durst at some point.
You know what this is based on? The fact that 50% of America still believes that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. All you got to do is say something, and people believe it. So that's what prompted me to do this.
Well, now you've got Bush charged. You know, people are going to be looking at him to see if they've seen his symptoms. I can see Rumsfeld now. Oh,
that's what that is.
And Cheney's going to say, at what point do we tell him?
He'll be able to find out when people he offers a Coke bottle to everybody. They go, no, that's all right.
Or if you see Laura at the clinic.
Laura, get a test.
Yes.
For the good of the country.
Under an assumed name, she'll go on there and says, my name is Condoleezza Rice.
We are keeping it real. With Willie here on 960 The Quake. Oh. It's so good to have the mayor back from his trip to Washington, D.C. Hopefully it was a nonstop.
And in one piece, believe it or not.
And you were at...
I did not do a meal while in Washington, D.C. Believe it or not,
are you serious?
I didn't have time. No, did not have time to do a meal. And you can always, obviously, I don't know what they call the diet that you're on if you're on the United Airlines or any other airlines.
It's called
starvation.
But it's
clearly deadly. It is the one that Saddam was using when he did his
troops home.
That is easily the worst food in the world.
Inadvertently dieting. We are keeping it real. We have Michael Isikoff coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then later on, Bill Martin, the meteorologist from KTVU. He'll tell us whether or not we're in the middle of global warming or not. John Dean in the 9 o'clock hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is on a mission. He's meeting with President Bush today in hopes the two can come up with a plan to end the latest Middle East conflict. CNN's Dick Giuliano joins us live from Washington, where the two world leaders will be meeting within the hour.
Pat, this past hour, the jet carrying British Prime Minister Blair taxied to a halt at Andrews Air Force Base just outside Washington. And just a few moments ago, Blair strode into the West Wing of the White House for meetings with President Bush. Both leaders are in step, resisting calls for an immediate ceasefire in the Mideast, where Israel is battling Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The two leaders are expected to strategize over how best to end the Mideast fighting and install an international peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
A return trip to the Middle East is on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's agenda. The top U.S. diplomat isn't saying when she'll return, but it could be as early as tomorrow. She will try to negotiate a peace plan. Hezbollah claims it has fired a new type of rocket into the Israeli town of Afula. It's the farthest south into Israel that a rocket has landed since this latest conflict began. Israeli officials confirm that some rockets have landed in the area. The United Nations says it's going to move its unarmed observers from their posts along the Israel-Lebanon border. CNN's Richard Roth reports that although the observers are departing, UN peacekeepers will stay for what it's worth.
The peacekeeping force remains. They are not given peace enforcement responsibilities, though, set up by the UN. So they really are just there to monitor and record who's violating ceasefires. And that really, according to many, does not have much of a role at this point during the fighting.
The decision to move the observers comes after an Israeli airstrike destroyed a post earlier this week. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Time for Quake Traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 at 960. The Quake. This report brought to us by Caltrans. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Good news, not a lot. CHP still on scene with a hit-and-run crash with minor injuries, but the Hostetter on-ramp from 680 southbound has been reopened. Caltrans crews thought today would be a nice day to do some tree trimming. Right lane closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's 280 northbound between Hickey and the Highway 1 off-ramp. Metering lights are on, but not a big delay at the toll plaza. Pretty light across the upper deck into San Francisco. Despite the work at Devil's Slide, the San Mateo coast is clear. Take a drive along Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. The unique shops, restaurants, and lodging are calling. Take a break. You can get there from here. The San Mateo County coastside, within your reach. Big traffic weekend. Lots going on in the Bay Area. We'll recap in less than 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're 960, The Quake.
Down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street in the left ventricle that is the heart of the Bay Area, we are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960, The Quake. Daryl Hammond was just on, and coming up, we have Mr. Michael Isikoff, Chief Investigative Reporter for Newsweek magazine. Mr. Isikoff, how's D.C.?
D.C. is hot, muggy, humid.
Mr. Mayor was there yesterday.
Oh, really? And he didn't call.
Well, but I was...
Mr. Mayor.
It was a surgical
Michael,
strike.
I was only in and out. I went in for the signing of the Voting Rights Act.
Oh. With the president.
Yes, I flew overnight, walked into the White House about 8:30 in the morning, and I was back on an airplane by 10 or 10:30 in the morning. I did not even take a meal in Washington, D.C. It was such a quick turnaround. I don't want anybody to get my spot here on radio. And the only way to do that is never to be absent.
Did he solicit your advice on any issues before the country right now?
He did not, which really disappointed me because I had an entire agenda If I can tell you this, though, Karl Rove made sure that he spoke to me at least three times yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, what did he talk to you about?
Just, you know, the usual pleasantries. He was working the crowd as if he was running for to become president of the Baptist, the Conference of Baptist Ministers.
He's a charmer,
isn't he? I mean, I was blown away by how he focused. He knew people's names, and obviously somebody had given him a cheap sheet, or he had made up the seating chart. Chart or something, because he called everybody by name.
What kind of shoes was he wearing?
He was wearing the usual, you know, the alligators with the tiptoes. And
how do you hide the cloven hooves? That's what I want to know.
I said the alligators.
Oh, that's a good joke. I got that joke later on today. Mr. Isikoff, what's happening? Where is Condi?
I did just notice that the president's going to send additional troops to Baghdad. Which is, I think, kind of interesting, more than kind of interesting, you know, what they really want, the headlines they really want is we're going to be taking troops out, but it is such a mess, and what they're doing is... there's a unit in northern Baghdad that was supposed to be their time was up. They were all going to be leaving, and apparently Secretary Rumsfeld has decided he's going to extend their tours. That's what they often do. They extend the tours for these guys.
What's that called, a stop?
I'm sorry?
It's called the stop something?
Right, exactly. It's called the stop, and it's we got... 130, this is going to bring the total number of troops up there to 134,000. The number of, what it really underscores is we don't have Baghdad secured. They're going to be transferring troops from elsewhere in the country right into the capital city. So what does that say about security elsewhere in the country, and who's going to be securing that? And all in an effort to secure the, you know, a capital city that's going up in flames.
We're speaking with Michael Isikoff. He's the chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine. He speaks to us on Fridays here, keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. It's a redeployment. So why is the number of troops going up?
Well, I think that overall, I think that some of these troops were scheduled to be moved out. So the 134,000 is the figure that they're talking about. I think that's a slight uptick. You're raising a good question I don't have the answer to, but I think the main point is by redeploying troops from the hinterlands to the capital, you're hoping to secure the capital, but you're making the rest of the country all the more vulnerable to the kind of sectarian strife that's going on. And it does, I mean, it's not a good signal either way.
Michael Isikoff here on 960 The Quake. He comes to us every Friday, and he gives us the insight on what's going on in Washington. Is not this redeployment, so to speak, of the assignment of the number of new troops to Baghdad, isn't that one of the additional promises made as a result of the most recent visit of the head of that country?
Well, yeah, Malaki, but I mean, it really underscores again. I mean, remember a month or so ago, but it was only about a month or so ago, there was this optimism with the we got Zarqawi, the president pays that flyover visit to Baghdad, surprise visit. Congress passes that resolution that Rove had ginned up, sort of endorsing endorsing the war and declaring it central to the war on terror. This is, I mean, there was a sense of initiative that the White House thought they might be on the rebound. But the fact is that the secure Baghdad strategy of the Iraqi government has failed. It's failed miserably. Headlines on the bombings and the that have been continued and the killings in Iraq have only gotten less attention the last couple of weeks because of what's been going on in Lebanon, but it's pretty much consistent levels of violence, if not escalating. There certainly hasn't been any diminution. And I think that there's, I sense a real exasperation at this point on the administration's part. They simply don't know if there's a way to secure the country at this point. And that is a very dire situation.
Quagmire.
The White House.
How would you assess Ms. Rice's visit to the Middle East and the fact that she left apparently empty-handed?
Well, look, I mean, you can't call it a success, right? I mean, if the goal is to is for secession and the violence, it's a very difficult situation. Again, Hezbollah clearly has no interest in a settlement. They also clearly have plenty of fight left in them. I mean, they're firing 100 rockets every day. I think Rice is going to be going back, I gather. But, if you can only do this so many times, and after a while you lose your clout and credibility as the broker who's going to arrange for peace. If you go and come up empty-handed, I think more than once, then whatever credibility you're bringing to the assignment the next time is diminished. Right. I mean, it's a psychological truism that the idea that the American, the only reason for the Secretary of State to go over is the prestige of the office. You're imposing your prestige of the office on a chaotic situation. And if you fail, you're not going to you've lost that. You've lost that. So she's got to be careful. And she's got to be careful. You can raise the question as to whether it was a good thing for her to go over the first time.
You talked about the fact that Hezbollah has no interest in any kind of a settlement. How is it that Hezbollah could have such vast amount of resources and not be a country with the taxing authority and the money-raising authority? Where are they making their loans?
The Iranian government.
Pure and simple.
I think the Iranian government and Syrian government, they are clearly getting heavy support from two countries who are absolutely opposed to American interests in the Middle East and have every bit of interest in stirring up trouble. I mean, there is a school of thought that this entire crisis was ginned up by the Iranians as a
to draw attention, yes,
from their nuclear program and the pressure they were getting on the nuclear program. I don't know that we have good intelligence on that, but there's a logic to it, and it certainly makes sense, and it certainly has succeeded in taking the heat off the Iranians. And besides which, the rather alarming headline in the New York Times today about the tide of Arab public opinion swinging behind Hezbollah, which really is extraordinary because, remember, there were Arab governments that had serious that were criticizing Hezbollah. This is not a organization, for the Saudis, for any of the Sunni Arab countries. They don't like a wild card Shiite militia terrorist organization gaining extra power. It's inimical to their interests. But listen, the one common denominator that all these countries have and all the Middle East sectarian groups have is the common hatred of Israel. And it's the one thing that could bring people who are otherwise blood enemies, the Sunnis and the Shiites, together. It's the Israelis.
Michael Isikoff, thank you for joining us here, and
okay.
you have a great weekend. You try to stay cool and stay out of that humidity.
Okay.
There.
See ya.
All right, Michael. Take care.
Michael Isikoff here, and keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. We want to take your calls. What's happening in the Mideast? Do you believe that we have lost the moral authority to bring any sort of consensus together against Lebanon, against Hezbollah? That we can't do it anymore because of Iraq. We just blew everything. We blew our wad in Iraq. We got nothing left.
Your phone calls are welcome here. You are part of us at 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. Here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Let's go to John Scott with all the latest.
816 on 960, The Quake. Cooler, milder days and nights through Sunday. That's our forecast. 50s, 60s beaches, 70s around the bay, upper 80s to near 90 inland. Very nice this weekend. Here are the headlines this hour. British Prime Minister Tony Blair coming to San Francisco today. He's meeting with President Bush right now. The two will hold a press event about 9:30. We'll have a piece of that here for you live on 960 The Quake. Blair will land at SFO 5 o'clock this afternoon as part of a five-day trip through the state. He'll be dining with Secretary of State George Shultz, the former secretary, at his Russian Hill home. And also on Sunday, Blair will join Mayor Gavin Newsom in a tour of the Delancey Street Foundation. Israel is being hit with a new type of rocket from Hezbollah. The group says it was able to reach an Israeli town south of Haifa with this new rocket. Israeli authorities report that five of those rockets hit in fields outside the town. No one hurt. Busy weekend in the Bay Area. The Gilroy Garlic Festival at Christmas Hill Park. That'll be bring big traffic to the South Bay, along, of course, with the San Jose Grand Prix. Gates open this hour for the race. There's hot rod racing at Infineon this weekend. The San Francisco Marathon is on Sunday, starts and ends at the Ferry Building. Some new regulations took effect today that protect the health of workers who have to earn their living in the very hot weather inland. These new laws make California the first state in the nation to take this kind of action on behalf of workers. It requires employers to provide water on job sites, shaded areas, and training on how to spot when a coworker is having a heat stroke or some other hot weather malady. Will and Willie's phone number is 866-960-KQKE. Email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. A podcast already up from the 7 a.m. hour. If you missed it and want to take it to work with you, you can do it right there. The Will and Willie page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
Amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Then call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.com.
For people like us, 960 The Quake.
Kicking out the jams and kicking the jammies off your bod. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. We're starting you up in the morning on the Will and Willie Show. And I want to remind everybody of our poll, the Working Assets poll. That's available on QuakeRadio.com website. Today's poll is very interesting. On Saturday, July 29th, Democrats across the country are going to participate in something they call the Democratic Reunion to mobilize workers. And that's the reason is because tomorrow means 100 days to the election. Where do they need to focus? And you have three choices. Grow a spine. It's number one. Number two, crafting a tight message. And number three, hijacking the Republican National Committee's sleazy tactics, but using them for good, not evil. So go to our website and participate in the poll. And also, you can participate right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We have a couple of callers on the line. Nicole in San Mateo. Good morning. You're on the air with Will and Willie.
Good morning. I just wanted to bring to your attention something that was on Randy Rhodes a few days ago about Benjamin Netanyahu and another Knesset member from Israel writing up a policy to which got some U.S. support, according to her, to go ahead and invade Lebanon to get rid of Hezbollah, and that they took the abduction of these two soldiers as the opportunity to do that. So I just heard the previous speaker say that Iran was backing Hezbollah to start this so that it would take the heat off of Iran. But I think it's a pretty complex situation over there, and the news and the senatorial unanimous backing of Israel is really very, very troublesome to me.
Well, you know, some people even say that Israel have waited much too long, that they should have removed Hezbollah a long time ago, and they never would have been the tool that could be allegedly used by the Iranians. Do you believe that with Hezbollah's commitment to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, whether or not they should exist?
Well, I think Hezbollah has more than a military arm, as most people know, and I think if the Lebanese military was strong enough to get rid of Hezbollah, it would. But the problem is Israel doesn't want a strong military on any of its borders. And you know, that's understandable. But the fact is, without a nation having a strong military, there will be militias that arise to defend those borders so that Israel doesn't occupy Lebanon for 20 years again.
Well,
I'm sure those people who were occupied for 20 years, it wasn't something that was easily acceptable, and these are now Hezbollah is the offspring of that occupation.
But we're also talking about what started the fire. Was it the lightning strike or the buildup of kindling? I mean, both are responsible, and I think Israel right now is using this as an opportunity to clear out Hezbollah, but Hezbollah is using this. They're hiding their munitions amongst civilians, and they're firing rockets. They stop firing rockets, I think Israel will stop invading Lebanon.
Yeah, well, I think that the approach that the U.S. has taken in the Middle East has been hardly balanced, and I think that this is the fruit of that approach.
Well, thank you for your call, Nicole. San Mateo, we're taking everybody's call here on 960 The Quick, and that's part of our phone number, 866-960-5753, imprinted, 866-960-5753. What do you think? Kay in Petaluma?
Yes. My comment is that if this administration understood anything about Middle East culture, they would realize that women are not well respected among fundamentalist Muslim groups. Even the Israelis do not have great respect, such that they would have their power brokered by a woman. And I'm a feminist. I've had.
So what do you say, Kate? What do you say? I don't understand. Are you saying that sending Condi Rice is not a good idea?
I think that she was the wrong person to send. It was doomed to fail. Those folks do not listen to women, and they do not accept authority over them, but what with a woman. Ironically, Iraq had a very good situation for women. I've met women, families who moved to the States here from Iraq. I've met them at medical meetings. They're physicians. They're lawyers. They had professions. They were university professors. Iraq had one of the better situations for women. And I think even in Iran, during the Shah, which you can say whatever you want about him, but at least during his reign, women were far better off than before the fanatical Muslim culture took over. I think a better person to send to broker agreements there would have been Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton.
Those are Democrats. What are you talking about? George Bush is going to give the opportunity to settle the Middle East crisis to a Democrat? Let me think. No.
Well, I think that just shows you how small-minded he is and that he has his head wedged.
Thank you for your call, Kay in Petaluma.
Sounds like a burst of dirt.
Head wedged. This is the Bay Area. We're taking your calls, 866-960-5753. We have Dashiell in Fremont. Dashiell, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, how are you this morning? I just had a couple quick things. You know, I've been kind of searching my brain for a term or a word to describe the neocons or the Bush gang. And people like Pat Buchanan, Arnold Spector, and even William F. Buckley can righteously be called Republicans. Conservative, but Republican. People like the Bush administration, i.e. Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and that whole junta, should be labeled as elitists. They are amongst the crowd of people that separate themselves from the masses of the people. But one more thing that I want to really make is that there's been a lot of speculation in terms of what the Democrats can say in a cohesive, concise manner to confront the Republican Party. The Republican Party is basically sent out with their dogma and their doctrine. And again, I do have a litmus test for any Democrat, whether they're incumbent or they're running. Ask your Republican counterpart, what are your feelings on the current Bush administration? If they agree with it, they're toast. If they don't and they disagree with it, then they're shattering their base. And once you rattle them and you take them off their talking points, that's when they start to talk, and that's when they start to divulge their true nature. So, listen, I know you guys have connections way up there in the Democratic Party. Tell all those Democrats to simply ask their Republican counterparts, how do you feel about the current Bush administration, both domestically, internationally, as well as anything else?
Okay? Thank you, Dashiell.
And so when I chat with my friend Condi over the weekend, I should say, Condi, baby.
Yo, Condi.
Yeah, what's happening? Did you hear Will Durst's burst of Durst? He gave an early warning. So henceforth, we got to be a bit more careful with each other.
Actually, whoa, what are we intimating? Actually, Dashiell brought up a point that you've been bringing up, the way that you think Phil Angelides can actually, you know, climb out of this hole that he's in, and which is to link Schwarzenegger just to put handcuffs on him with George Bush. Just put the two of them together like they were Siamese twins. Like that movie, Twins. They should actually use the movie, Twins, and put Bush in Danny DeVito's body.
Be no question it would fit.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're going to take your calls later on, but in the next segment, we have KTVU meteorologist Bill Martin's going to join us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
8:30 at 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. We'll get this morning's headlines after we check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us by FlexurePower.org. Milpitas, 880 northbound, the Great Mall off-ramp, two-car crash, now over the shoulder, one's looking at you the wrong way. Stall out of the lanes, just pushed out, 580 westbound after 13. Mountain View crash, also not blocking, so we have problems, but not big ones. That's 101 southbound at Shoreline, where that is, by the way. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, but just a minimal delay at the Toll Plaza. If you want to save money, energy, and the environment, buy energy-efficient light bulbs. They use up to 75% less electricity. To cut summer cooling costs, install Energy Star qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, visit FlexurePower.org. And thanks for flexing your power. Check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. It's 8:31, a spectacular weekend in the Bay Area. 50s, 60s at the beaches, a little bit of fog, 70s around the bay, only the upper 80s inland. San Jose police aren't expecting too much trouble, but lots of traffic for this weekend's Grand Prix, made more difficult by the Gilroy Garlic Festival just down 101 all this weekend. There will be extra officers in San Jose on duty. Most of the focus will be on handling the crush of traffic. Everyone's recommended to try and avoid Almaden and Market if you're coming downtown. British Prime Minister Tony Blair coming to San Francisco today. He'll land at SFO at 5 o'clock. Within the hour, he'll be meeting with President Bush. They're going to hold a press event at the White House, and we'll bring it to you live here on 960 The Quake. Tomorrow, there's a big Democratic reunion around the country where Democratic activists are mobilizing volunteers and activists in many cities and towns all over the country. We have a poll question up at QuakeRadio.com, and we'd like to get your take. The question is, where should the Democrats focus? Option one, grow a spine. Two, craft a tight message. Three, hijack the Republicans' tactics, but use them for good, not evil. Will and Willie will recap at 9:35. You can vote right now at QuakeRadio.com. You can call Will and Willie anytime, 866-960-KQKE. The 7 o'clock hour of the show is already up and available for podcast at the Will and Willie page of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth? Real profit. To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from QuakeRadio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake. The home of Will Durst and Willie Brown. 960 The Quake.
Following the advice of dermatologists everywhere, we are moisturizing, moisturizing, moisturizing here in the city of San Francisco, the heartbeat of the Bay Area. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Now, we have about 58 degrees out there, might be 60, and all around the Bay Area, it is hot, hot, hot. And we have meteorologist from KTVU, Mr. Bill Martin's on the phone with us. Mr. Martin, are you there, sir?
Good morning, guys. And thanks for calling Mr. Martin. It's huge.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
I'm Will Durst.
Oh, I know Will Durst.
Ah.
And I'm, Willie Brown.
Mayor Brown.
Yes.
You may have heard of Mayor Brown before.
Well, I have, and we've met over the years, and just a lovely man, always a gentleman. I was debating this morning. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to call you Willie or Mayor Brown.
I have that problem every day.
What would, like on the radio, what would we call you?
Just whatever. Just make sure you call me.
Okay.
Don't call him late for dinner.
Absolutely. That's the most troubling part. The heat. What's going
crazy.
On?
Well, you know what? You've been around, Willie, a long time, and I got it, and you too, Will.
Yes, we're carbon dating him as we speak.
I meant it in a good way. But we, you know, that the heat that we experienced was almost biblical in its proportion, in that we were dealing with temperatures that like 3 days into this thing, I was saying to myself, I've never seen this much heat. This widespread, but at this high a level. In other words, it's 105 in Livermore. That's hot. 106 in Livermore. But it was doing, you guys, it was going to buck 17. It was doing, and not only 117, but if you're walking the streets of Livermore or the streets of Danville or even San Jose, 115 degrees on the thermometer is about, it means that you're experiencing probably about 120 on the street, maybe 125. And I say that because we put on most of the temperature sensors, I know you guys know this, out by the airport in the marshlands where it's cool. You get in these urban heat islands, which is what cities where, you know, we use it in meteorological terms, is they're heat islands because, of course, they re-radiate the sun's way, energy during the day. And so what am I saying? It was saying 115 in some places. It was more like 120, maybe even more. So,
which is a setting on my oven.
Is there a setting? Thank you.
But it's a dry heat. Mr. Mayor was in D.C. yesterday, and, you know, they call it Foggy Bottom for a reason. It is built on a swamp.
Yeah. What was it like, Mr. Mayor?
It was horrible. Being on the swamp didn't help it at all. I saw people, homeless people, were first time having warm food cooked.
Well, now you got your city suits too. You got the beautiful suits out here, Mayor Brown, and they're wool usually and nice. And when you go back there, you got to dress. You got to put on the seersucker and the khaki and the whole bit, right?
Which means that I was ill-suited for that environment. It was as if, you know, that I was traveling a different world. I got to tell you, though, that I looked cooler than almost everybody else except Karl Rove. He looked very cool because he obviously had gotten the final word that he wasn't going to be indicted, and that's always heat relieving.
Mayor Brown, what kind of hat would you wear on a hot day? Like, let's say I bump into you on the golf course.
Oh, you would observe me in a straw hat. I did have on a great straw. I had on an Optimus straw, and believe me, it was well loved by almost everybody. And you know, I don't know if you know, Bill, but brothers wear lots of hats. So you saw lots of hats. You know, you looked out there and you saw there was church ladies. Oh, no, it was the deacons.
We're speaking with Bill Martin. He's the meteorologist, he's the astrologist for, he's the weatherman. Yeah. He's the weather guy. He's the dude who does the charts over there at KTVU Channel 2.
Well, and just getting back to the heat wave, it wasn't global warming, you guys. It's not.
Are you sure?
You can't really. You know, we had this discussion.
How can you tell when you're in the middle of it?
We had this discussion in the newsroom, and you guys know news meetings and all. And a lot of stories kind of go. We had a couple of guys out in the field saying, yeah, with global warming, there's going to be more these days ahead. And global warming is a slow cooling of the Earth's surface. You know, a degree in the last 50 years. Is it happening? Yeah. Is it a big deal? Huge. But was it part of this heat wave? No. It's this was a very unusual hot event. And again, I can't. There's never been a time like this where we had so much heat in such a sequential period.
But Bill, we've had 8 of the hottest years on record in the last 10 years. Isn't that indicative?
Well, no, that would be, you could push that at global warming, but that's different when you're dealing with a couple of degrees. When you talk about the hottest, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but let's say it's the hottest year across the United States. You know, it's the hottest year by a degree. It's not the hottest year by 40 degrees.
No, but it only takes 1 degree to cause seismic changes.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, no, absolutely, but.
Have you read about what's happening in Europe right now? I mean, they're actually, the cooling towers, they're having to limit output of nuclear plants, nuclear energy plants, because they can't get enough cool water to cool the rods.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's happening all over. They're dumping hotter water into the rivers than they're allowed to, but the environmentalists are giving them a little wave on this one because it's happening all. What was the headline in Spain? It was Europe on fire, Europa Achitrada, which a weekly Spanish newspaper declared.
Wow.
Yeah, Europe on fire.
Do you have that funny, or you just came up with that?
No, no. I get
money.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I wish I could do right there.
Bill,
that's why you have a radio show. I could never pull that one out of my hat.
Bill, as a weatherman.
It wasn't my hat that I pulled it out of, but thank you, Mr. Mark.
Bill, right here with us on 960 The Quake as a weatherman.
Well, you know, Mayor Brown, the weather coming up here now, it's a much better deal. It's cooler. It's more like we like it. San Franciscans, we are geared. I mean, this is our town, you guys, and I got to tell you, we love the fog. I know you guys do.
I do. I live in the sunset, and I love my blessed fog.
You can dress like a human being out here. And in the summer, you don't have to wear, wife beaters and cut-off. I mean, you can dress, right?
Can you imagine Willie Brown cut off
some sleeves? I was going to start cutting sleeves off, guys.
Can you imagine Willie Brown in a wife beater and shorts and flip-flops?
He doesn't even know what a wife beater is.
I got news for you. I got bad legs, guys. You don't understand why I chose this environment.
I've never seen you in a swimsuit.
You can stay with a cover-up. I got a Speedo.
Oh, God.
I just got a visual on that.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of visual, Bill, did you go to see Al Gore's movie?
You know, I didn't, but I heard. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did you think it was pretty impressive?
Oh, it was very more impressive than Al himself.
Yeah.
It was really. It's quite a piece of work, frankly.
It is, and it's all true. I mean, that's the big thing with me, Willie, is the ice core stuff. We didn't have that a couple years ago, so we couldn't say definitively global warming is man. You know, you knew it was happening, and you knew that we certainly, since the Industrial Revolution, were adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. But really, it was only in the last couple of years that they started getting into those ice cores and have a baseline now back thousands and thousands of years. You can definitively say this has never happened. In fact, we are doing it. And his movie, apparently, I haven't seen it, just draws that line perfectly.
The permafrost is melting.
That's
never
amazing.
Never in the history of civilization has the permafrost ever melted, hence its name.
Yeah.
Bill Martin, weatherman from KTVU.
Can you call me a meteorologist, because weatherman's like sort of, that's like me calling Willie.
You've been doing that all morning, weatherman.
He's got a meteorological degree.
You know, I just want this, because I don't get to talk to you guys much, but I really, Brad, Gavin's great. We really do. I miss you in San Francisco. My wife, my kids miss you.
Mr. Martin, you gotta come join us in the studio one of these days.
I would love to. I just love the way you were one of the mayor. You were a mayor of I don't know. There was just an energy, and I really do. Because I work at Channel 2. You were on our newscast a lot.
Regularly.
And I would see you every night.
Yes.
And it was refreshing, because she was like, you know, it's like Herb Cain. We just love seeing you. Gavin's great. We love him, but I do miss seeing you on there.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
All right, boys. Thanks.
Here on 960 The Quick. Keeping it real, we have John Scott standing by with all the latest headlines.
Thank you, Will. It's 8:46. Good morning. Happy Friday. Our forecast for the weekend, nice. Cooler days and nights through Sunday. 50s, 60s, beaches, 70s around the bay, upper 80s to near 90 inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, coming to SFO, flying in at 5 o'clock this afternoon. He has a full schedule, running around town with Mayor Gavin Newsom. He'll meet with former Secretary of State George Shultz and his wife for dinner. And Blair is meeting with President Bush within the hour. They'll hold a press event at the White House, and we'll have a piece of that here live for you on The Quick. A busy weekend in the Bay Area. The San Francisco Marathon is on Sunday, starts and ends at the Ferry Building, and the Gilroy Garlic Festival at Christmas Hill Park, the San Jose Grand Prix. Gates are open now. They'll be racing today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And just to get the weekend started off great, critical mass. The big bike protest begins its monthly run at Justin Herman Plaza at 6 o'clock tonight. Expect horrid traffic downtown. The recent heat wave over, at least for us in the immediate Bay Area, and so finally is the power outage. PG&E says they'll have everyone hooked up at some point before the morning's over. Nearly 800,000 Bay Area customers were affected by heat-related outages, and that mess started 1 week ago today. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE. Email Will and Willie from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra thin so you can hang it on a wall, and we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to QuakeRadio.com.
What would Willie do? Every day we take this time to ask the mayor an unrehearsed question. A question is on the minds of all American San Franciscan Californians and Mission District denizens. And he responds with the wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience in politics have given him. Today's question. Tomorrow is July 29th, which marks 100 days away from the election. Democrats around America are going to gather at more than 800 locations to kick off a national effort to mobilize and engage voters. This is also the subject of the Quake poll today. But in order to energize their base, the Democrats need a unified effort. If they came to you, get on their hands and knees and begged, as they should do, what would Willie do?
I would respond by agreeing to run.
I accept your draft.
And I would serve well and faithfully. I discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter so that we could win this thing going away. I would do exactly that. I would literally make sure every voter everywhere had an opportunity to personally shake my hand, personally engage, and do exactly what Bill Clinton did, seduce the whole world. He did that most effectively. Democrats win with that, and I think that's, frankly, the only way Democrats win. I don't think they win on theory. I don't think they win on program. I don't think they win on promises. I don't think they win on attacks. I think they win on selling the personality of their candidate. They've not done that because, in most cases, they're candidates are devoid of personality. Willie Brown would provide an alternative. That's what Willie would do. And I did that in 2 minutes.
And you get applause today. Did you hear that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's almost as fake as Landis Wynn, but I love it.
Now, we don't know. There's a backup test. The backup test shows that the first one was skewed because some of these tests are known to have false positives.
Will.
I know.
The backup test was...
I want to believe, damn it. I want to believe.
The backup test was on me.
You know, Robin Williams was following... Well, no, Lance was out there. So Robin was with Lance. Somebody else was with Lance following around in the U.S. Postal Service truck. So you think the Democrats aren't going to win on slogans. But here,
no, Democrats are not going to win on slogans. They're not going to win on, this is a rich man's world, tax the rich. They're not going to win on any of that stuff.
How about new direction?
They're not going to win on concept of corruption. They're going to have to win on, hey, elect me. I'm a combination of Daryl Hammond. I'm a combination of Sammy Davis Jr. I'm a combination of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Ted Kennedy, John Kennedy, Martin King. I'm a combination of all those people.
David Kennedy.
Yes. How about Abe Lincoln? I'm a combination of all those dudes.
That's a Republican.
Well, so
I'm the Kennedy who got busted for having heroin in North Dakota. Who else but a Kennedy could find heroin in North Dakota?
One of those guys on that thing.
Yeah. What was that thing? That's South Dakota.
You know, one day they asked me.
Isn't Mount Rushmore South Dakota?
Yeah, they asked me, looking at Mount Rushmore, what would be your fondest wish? I would say remove all those guys and put me.
We'd have to call it Mount Brown then.
Nothing wrong with that. I've tried to sell Mountain Brown a lot.
Brown Mountain. Now what is the Democrats? They got this new phrase out. It's called New Direction. They had a big press conference to announce it. New Direction. It doesn't say that it's the right direction, though. It's just a new direction. It doesn't say if it's good or bad. It's just a new direction. I don't think it's enough.
Well, but I think they are correct. The country does need new direction. But I think you have to do a bit more than that. And I also think we still make decisions about the message based on who the messenger is more than the message itself. And we do not have great messengers these days. Clinton was an absolutely genius at being the guy delivering the message. You didn't really care what he said.
No, you could. Ultimately, he could do both. He did a policy wonk, and he did good old boy at the same time.
He was so engaging that he was an entertainer, and you loved every second of what he was doing, and you wanted him. You wanted more of them. There was never enough. Democrats need candidates who do not exhaust you in the first sentence, period. And so far, our candidates carry that personality. I don't know what they said. Culture of corruption.
Yeah.
That didn't work. Not at all.
Not with Jefferson.
Not even the war in Iraq seems to work anymore. Now we're into other parts of the Middle East. That doesn't seem to work. I think you ought to stick to Connie's Gap. And you might have a better shot
the
at
catheter teeth.
Yes.
Fill in the gap. And
yes.
Condoleezza Rice's teeth.
I think you might have a better shot
who's
at generating
who's your favorite
somebody.
Democrat out there? Who's the guy that
my
you
my favorite
think?
Democrat?
Yeah.
You mean beyond?
Yes, excluding present company.
Oh.
You and Bob Agnew.
You gotta love it when you look in the mirror. Your admiration's gotta go up.
Some of us have an easier time at that.
Yes, than others.
Is there one Democrat who inspires you out there?
Well, it's still Bill Clinton.
I know, but he can't.
Sure he can.
He's not running for anything.
Yeah,
somebody
but he
could affect change.
Well, but that's part of you asked the question.
Yeah.
You didn't say, who's your favorite Democrat who's running?
Who's got
a
shot? Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite Democrat who's running. If anybody came close, it probably would be Hillary at this stage of the game. But that's, that's just my own view. I'm into women.
Let's keep it real here on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown and I'm Will Durst. Coming up from Watergate to today. His new book is called Conservatives Without Conscience. Mr. John Dean will be joining us here on 960 The Quake on this Friday, July 28th. And now, some news.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up.